House Bill 1166, an act to prohibit local regulation of certain motor vehicle exhaust brake systems.
House Bill 1166 has had second reading. Are there any remarks? Representative Klochek.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I'm members of the body. This legislation comes to you from a trucker up in northeast South Dakota. And as he traveled throughout the country, he saw signs up in various small towns and different areas that said, no Jake brakes allowed. And he was concerned about that because he has Jake brakes on his trucks, as do many truckers, and they do not make the noise that these people thought they were trying to prevent in these local ordinances. So what this bill simply does, it says that the Jake brakes will be allowed, and I'll try to explain what a Jake brake is, and I'll probably defer to the Honorable King of Trucking Issues, Charlie Flowers, and some others. But a Jake brake is simply a brake using the engine's power with the flip of a switch to slow down the truck. When the Jake brake is on, it's estimated when you're going around 30 miles an hour that you can stop 10 to 20 feet quicker when you use these brakes. And what's been happening, there's been some confusion, I feel, and many others do. These people are trying to outlaw noise, and all trucks make noise. They say even Representative Klochek makes noise once in a while. But the problem is, and I won't make noise today, the voice and the Jake brake isn't working as good as it should. But what happens, it's the straight mufflers that are really causing the problem, the unmuffled mufflers, the straight pipes. And those are the ones that should be stopped and arrested. And this will not affect those in that legislation. They can still be arrested, and they should be arrested. When those windows tremble and those people wake up or whatever happens, that is wrong. So we're just trying to address an issue that we do think is a real problem out there, and it's a safety issue. Some of the other speakers will allude to that as well. The incident that this gentleman gave us in Kansas, they did pass this ordinance, I believe. The trucker went down the hill. He could not stop in time. He was following the speed limit, and a woman was killed. She would not have been killed in the case of the, because if he would have had his Jake brake on. But because of the ordinance, it's now in court, and when they get done, the family of the woman is going to take the city to court as well. And so I would sincerely hope that we could pass this on to the other body. I'd like to go see some of my alumni friends over there and tell them how much better it is in the House anyway. So with that, Mr. Speaker, I'd be glad to answer any questions. I do thank the body for their time, and thank you, Mr. Speaker, honorable members of the body.
Further remarks, 1166. Representative Knold.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. You know, we just got through hearing a long dissertation about local control. We hear it and we talk it all the time. Now I want you to follow the bill. It says no county, no municipality, no township, no any other unit of local government may not. Local control. Ladies and gentlemen, this means you have a residential district, can't stop it. You have a hospital zone, you can't stop it. You have a school zone, you can't prohibit this activity. For truckers, folks, are you going to put a sign on that out there that says, if you have a muffler, you can do it, but if you don't have a muffler, you can't do it? Local control. We hear it over and over and over again. And man, we're willing to dump the whole works for brakes on a truck. You know what the solution to this is? You slow down before you get to that town. That's the solution to this. Don't pass this kind of legislation. This is, in very clear vernacular, BS. Thank you.
Further remarks, Mr. Speaker. Representative Flowers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I guess you could probably look at it however you want to, but if somebody pulls right out in front of that truck and that Jake brake comes on and stops somebody from getting run over and getting killed, maybe it's worth it. I don't know. It would seem to me like it would be. I want to reiterate, I think, what Representative Klocek talked about. There is a lot of difference between a Jake brake that comes standard on a truck with a standard exhaust system and an altered system that has straight pipes. With a standard system, they don't make a lot of noise. It's just kind of a small flutter when it comes when the Jake brake is on, but it does do its job. And I would urge you to pass this bill because I do think that it has a lot of safety factor built into it.
Further remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Hargens.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, I would just remind you, this is not about local control. This is about safety. We do things about safety in this body every week when we're out here. Representative Knoll brought up the fact that when you come through that school zone, maybe you should slow down. Well, you do slow down. But you're still probably going, and Representative Klocek stated, at 30 miles an hour, it gives you 10 to 20 feet stopping better than the regular brake. Now, if you're coming through that school zone and a child just kicked the ball out front, and we all know how when kids play, sometimes they get a little over-anxious, and he darts out in front of you, and you got 80,000 pounds pushing you down the road. I'll guarantee you don't want the result that's going to happen if you can't stop that rig. And there's a lot of people in here that probably haven't drove those big trucks. I fortunately have the experience that I've had that opportunity. And I know what that Jake brake can do. And it saved my cookies one day. And it might just be your child next time. And there is something in the bottom of that law on line 9 and 10. However, any governmental unit may prohibit the use of unmuffled exhaust brakes. Those are the people that are making the noise. Those are the ones you hear when they're slowing down for the stop sign and it ripples across the countryside or on the edge of town. And they can do something about that. But let's not get all upset here about a little noise from people that don't have common sense and pass or reject something that might very well save your children or your grandchildren. I would urge you to support this. Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. And
further remarks.
The body.
Representative Napoli.
Mr. Speaker, members of the body, well, there was a time when Representative Knoll could have got up and said what he did, and it would have been well received, because there was a time years ago when these big trucks, like I own, we'd take our mufflers off, we'd put on these great big 4, 5, 6-inch chrome pipes, and we'd go blast it down the first big hill we could find just to see if we could break all the windows within 200 feet. And that was a true fact. I mean, I'm not standing here blowing any smoke at anybody. That's exactly what we did. But this is a new age and a new time, and now we've still got all these outdated ordinances under local control. Because that's exactly what they are. They are outdated ordinances that regulate trucks that regulation should not be in effect. These new trucks nowadays run by computers. You can't change the exhaust because it affects the computers and it affects the way they run. Just like your cars. We're into the 21st century with these trucks, and the ordinance that Representative Klocek has brought this forward to is not in the 21st century. And so all we're trying to do with this bill, and I support this 100%, all we're trying to do with this bill is to standardize across the state an effect on interstate and intrastate trucks. That's all this bill does, and it's a very good bill. Because if you've ever been in a big truck, we're talking 70, 80,000 pounds, and you've got to slow down with these big trucks because the stopping distance is so long compared to a car. I drive 13, 14 truck lengths ahead of my truck no matter where I'm at. But you get in these situations where you're coming up on a stoplight and the light's green and it suddenly changes from green to yellow to red, a Jake brake is the first thing you can use to be sure and stop so you can hit that red light. You don't know how important that is to the trucking industry of this state. I would ask for a yes vote on House Bill 1166.
Further remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Nachtigall.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. You know, for those of you that haven't drove in a truck, I just want to explain on how they work is, you know, for that importance of safety, as soon as you let up on the accelerator, the Jake brake kicks in when you have it on, and you'd have it in on when you were driving in congested areas, such as your towns or, you know, outflowing traffic, those kind of things. When you're pretty much on the freeway, whatnot, most of the truckers, of course, have them off, and so you use them when you're in those congested areas. And the important thing is, I mean, from the time that you move your foot from the accelerator to the brake, you already have that added component that is kicked in for that safety, and that's the important thing. So you have a dual system that's slowing you down, because like you know, well, like the haulers know, you know, you're using you're hauling 78,000 pounds, and it's not like a little Fiat. So that's why you have a dual component on you. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the House then is the final passage of House Bill 1166. Those in favor vote aye, opposed nay. Clerk will unlock the voting machine and members proceed to vote on 1166.
All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 46, nays 22, excused 2.
House Bill 1166 has received a majority vote of members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.